draft for a maquette on Keith Andrews' sculpture at Rensing Center. The birds here have practiced sly. They so clearly know I watch. They poise in the trees, hide head nods, wing flicks, blinks. The leaves, the ones shaped like long green eyes, look back at me, seeing, being seen, a trick like art's. It's paper birch, I learned. The fallen in layers, birch, maple, pin oak, layer the groundlings, beetles whose toothed forearms are jaws, three kinds of ants, little infinities with heads, crickets who'll fiddle thighs tonight from under the mulch to be, some of which the sculptor will mold on to the clay figures. They'll be believed, children of earth, sublimed, alchemies everywhere here. His clay maquettes, a nominalist poet's dream, Hebrew letters one side, human forms seamlessly joined on the other. The figures act what the letter's shape implies. One bends back, hair streaming earthward, hands reaching up, away from the ground that flex and earths him. It others both. The four letters say, thou mayest, and maybe thou mayest not. They all mime God, whose word both is and does. Is that why the birds hide? They must speak Hebrew. Their round and crested bodies sound the O's and A's elided from God's secret name. Vowels vowed to secrecy, flickering behind the leaves, the woods, their words.